Danny, man, come on.
Greg, how's it going?
Mate, I'm good. Life is good. Like, I'm enjoying the music is vibing. How's everything in South Africa? Everything okay over there?
Everything is spot on, hey? Perfect, fit, healthy, busy. Everything's great, hey?
Brilliant. That's the most important. The fact that you're healthy, you're good, that's the most important thing, my man.
Absolutely. So look, I wanted to do something different today, and I wanted to introduce you to someone in the studio. Her name is Louise. Now, Louise is from Salvage Tattoos. Say hello.
Louise, how you doing?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm really well, thank you. Everything good? So tattoos are going well, business is good.
So far, so good, yes. We've got a really decent studio, and it's going quite well, yeah. We got brands flying out. Yeah, it's really exciting, actually.
Listen, you know what? I've got nothing but love for the skill to actually be able to do tattoos. Not only is it to have that skill to be able to interpret what it is from the client that you've got, but then to actually execute that on someone's skin is unbelievable. So you have all my respect in the world.
Thank you so much.
Nice to meet you, Louise.
So, Craig, the reason I brought Louise through today, I don't know whether you remember the last time we chatted, I kind of said, look, I'm looking at getting another tattoo and I want it to coincide with your album 22.
Yeah, yeah.
So just to jog your memory and the listeners' memory as well, I have a 2 on the back of my calf, which represents how hard I worked when I was a soccer player, right?
Yeah.
And I've been thinking for years and years and years of what I can get to represent my radio career. And nothing really fitted. I was like, a microphone, that's not going to do it. Maybe headphones, that's not going to do it. And I must just say, getting to interview you, it was just this overwhelming sensation of, you know what, I've worked so hard in my life and this has finally happened. And I just have so much respect for you and you've been so good to me. So I thought, instead of getting the other 2 on my leg for your album 22 on the 30th of September when it launches, I thought, what better place than to do it right now? And I'll get tattooed as we chat and do the interview.
No, bro, bro, firstly, yeah, let me say, like, I've got nothing but love for you, man. The fact that you're actually doing that, because genuinely, like, this is all about where you've come to in your life and what it represents for you. But to put a tattoo on your body, that's a very personal thing. I mean, that's for life, right? So I'm excited. I was wondering, are you sure you're going to go in? You're feeling right? The whole vibe is good for it?
I am so ready for this. And it just means so many things to me. You know, I've worked so hard in my radio career and I've been pushing. And if it wasn't for you and the belief you have in me and the way you were with me in our very first interview, I don't know whether I'd be where I am at this point in my career. So every time someone interviews you, like a radio DJ, you're boosting their career big time, never mind boosting your own music. So I'm so grateful for you. So I'm going to get that 2 done as we do this interview, okay?
My guy, listen, nothing but love for you, man. That is just, that's a real honor. This is the first time, like, in my life that someone's done this live, live on air. And you're having, oh my God, how are you doing this, my man? So much respect for you. So much respect.
No, man, I'm doing it. And you know what the great thing is I Googled this and this is a radio world first.
Yeah. I mean, it's a radio world first. This is a world first in my life, like real time. Louise, I'm glad that we met prior just to kind of set the tone. Do it so beautiful for him.
So now you know exactly where to go next time you come in to South Africa.
Trust me, when I get my first tattoo, I know where I'll be coming to. You know that for real, right?
Yes, please. And thank you.
Now, Craig, your TS5, I mean, you've been pumping all around the world. You've just been so incredibly busy. Talk to me about that and the journeys that you've experienced so far.
Wow. I mean, can I just say again, just quickly, just before I get into TS5, yeah, this is epic. Yeah. The fact that your pain threshold is high enough that you can even do an interview while you're having it done, yeah, that's just unbelievable. Okay, sorry, TS5. Man, it's like, it's a dream for me. I'm just doing the thing that I've always wanted to do as a kid, like when I was growing up, DJing at home, making mixtapes. So we were out in Ibiza for the pool party, which has been epic this season. People are loving that. We were in Brussels not too long ago in Belgium doing a show there. There's just been really positive response to the way that I'm able to mix other people's records. I did like a mix with like Queen Bee, with Beyonce and Heartline the other day. And it just hit, man. People are like, oh my God, like Break My Soul over Heartline. It was vibing.
Well, I was just going to say, I've watched so many of your TS5
journeys and Break My Soul has been pumping and the people just go crazy when you play that as part of your sets. That's currently number 2 on the ECR Top 40. And I don't know whether you know this, but it's just gone number 1 on the Billboard Hot 100 as well, that song.
Do you know what I did? And I was so happy for Beyonce because not only was it a huge record to come back with, but I just think that what she was saying, She really got the messaging in that song so strong. Everyone felt that they could relate to it. Being on a new vibration, having that motivation, do you know what I mean? And setting a proper strong foundation. I mean, she used the words really in particular. So yeah, I mean, it was an honor to actually throw that a cappella over Heartline. Do you know what I'm saying? Amazing.
Awesome. Can I just, Louise, just ask one question? I'm so sorry.
About placement, yeah.
Just below the two, literally just below
it. So almost touching.
Perfect.
Cool.
Awesome. Okay, done. Let's move on.
Do you know what's it's so important here? This is intricate stuff. We got to get the positioning right. This is not like some freestyle thing like, oh yeah, you know, we had a bit of fun on the interview and did a tattoo. No, this is for life. That, Louise, we love you that you came in and asked the question that needed to be asked. Where do you want it exactly? How do you want it to be?
Well, that's the thing, Craig. I'm not just doing this to get extra views or trying to do something special. I'm doing it because it truly means the world to me. You know, when you do your TS5, I was thinking the other day, like, the crowd is buzzing and your energy up there is electric. How long does it take for you to unwind after a show and just relax?
Do you know what? It actually does take quite a while. Like, I find that the adrenaline is rushing so much that at the point at which people, I come off stage, I'm literally now peaking in my performance mode. So I want to go on for a lot longer. And especially when we're doing festivals and you kind of be a lot at a time and you're very respectful of that period of time. After, I'm like, okay, what should I? So I have to kind of find ways to, and I do that actually weird enough by, I use my social media really well in this sense. As I go on social media, I'm able to see what people, how they're feeling about the performance. They've posted videos and stuff. I can respond. So that maybe hour and a bit drive home becomes like my downtime, but I'm actually very interactive with people.
That's one thing I've noticed, hey, like you share a lot of stories, you interact. When someone comments on your Instagram post, you there, you're responding. Massive respect, because that's a lot of work, hey?
Yeah, you know what? I think it's like, it's such a high form of flattery that people want to post something, want to tag you in something. And the beauty of social media is that you actually can be seen. And I feel like as long as you don't make it into a job and you do it naturally, like I'll do it for the period of time that I feel like I'm in that vibe. But if it starts to teeter off into, okay, we're going through the motions and I'm just saying the same thing, then I'll pull off and I'll say, okay, I'll come back to this at some point. So yeah, there's periods of time. I'm still super gassed that you're getting this done and you're just calm. You're super calm.
She's just placed it. She's about to start just now. So you might see a different side of me in about 5 minutes.
Okay, my man. Okay, I'll get it.
Now, your album 22, we still set for the 30th of September.
Absolutely. Locked in like concrete.
Now, I know you're an R&B guy, but I believe you've thrown house in there, a bit of dance within your album as well.
Yeah. I was talking about this the other day that it really is like, I have got this balance with my TS5 sets. I play garage and I play dance records as well as the R&B. And I felt like this album actually leans into being more 80% R&B, which is, it makes me smile because that's like where Born to Do It landed for me. It was 80% R&B. And then we had Fill Me In and Rewind, a couple of the garage tunes to balance it up. And this feels the same with this. Like if you love R&B, you'll get your fill and you'll get just enough of the dance that you'll be like, okay, TS5 style, I got you.
So what is the one song on your album that reminds you the most of Born to Do It?
Oh my guy.
It's a hard question.
Oh my gosh. There's a song called 21 that's on the album. That's funny because people are like, why didn't you call it 22? But they'll get it when they hear the song. But it's just embodies, if you liked G Love, it's like the sister to G Love. It's got that R&B that if Nate Dogg and Snoop Dogg and he was going to jump on a record of an R&B artist with Pharrell or something, that would be the song. You ready?
Right.
You sure?
I'm ready.
Louise, you ready?
I've already started.
She's just started. Oh, it's not too bad yet. Now, your book, What's Your Vibe? That's also out on the 30th of September, right?
That's out on October 6th. So that's like a week 6th. Later. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So I've interviewed a load of authors throughout the years of my radio career. And what's the one thing that you wish you would have included in the book that you didn't? Because every single author I've spoken to goes, you know what? There was one thing now that the book's complete that I just wish I'd put in there.
Do you know what? It would probably be that I met this one guy and he not only was like incredibly passionate, caring, nurturing, really wanted to like up level anyone that he spoke to. And he used to play football back in the day. So when he used to play, and he was a really good footballer. So he kind of had like a number sort of that symbolized who, what he stood for and what he was about. And then years later, I got to actually meet him, and we spoke to each other, and we got a really good rapport going on. And he ended up being such a catalyst in my career in a bigger way than he could imagine. And he did this incredible thing. He wanted to speak to me and do an interview where he was laying on a table, and he wanted to have a very symbolic number tattooed onto his car. And when he did that, it just set, like, my heart was like, wow, what an honor. People were listening, like, this is happening on a radio station. And I was like, if I could have just put this in the book to say how much of what a guy this guy. I don't want to mention names because it might be, I want to keep it personal. I don't want to get too, but just keep it between us. You know what I'm saying? But that kind of story of what a guy to do that.
You know what? That guy sounds epic, eh? Just what a lovely human to do something like that, Greg. I just don't believe it.
Exactly. And it breaks my heart that it didn't make the book. And maybe no one will ever really know who that guy is or know about the story, but it's in my heart. And I know he knows that how much I've got love and respect for him. So that's all that matters.
What's your vibe squared coming 2023?
There we go. You know what I mean? There we go. Deluxe version.
Greg, you know I love your music. I've been obsessed with the last three songs that were on the East Coast Radio Top 40. Now, I got to listen to DNA about 3 weeks ago for the first time. It is so catchy. Talk to me about the song. Talk to me about your collab with Galantis as well.
Okay, so the collaboration with Galantis for me was like, I was really excited when that came about. They said they'd like to work with me. I've been really monitoring their stuff for a long time now. And I was like, when the opportunity came to actually work with them, I was like, I just like, yes, 100%. Let's get in the studio. Let's do something. The song DNA was the bare bones of it was already kind of was percolating. They'd already started to work on a song. So when I started to write to it, I was like, it not only felt like the lyric was so poignant, I just feel like DNA. It's like it's in our soul. It's in our cellular thing when you can feel something, which is in line with 22. It's in line with What's Your Vibe, all about vibration, feeling, DNA. And I just felt like it's one of those songs that sometimes you just get a feeling that you know someone or you've been to a place that's visceral. It's different than you feel like you just met them for the first time. It's like, no, I know you. We've met. And weirdly enough, man, I know we say it in jest, but I really do believe that you meet people in your life at certain points in your life that you feel like you know them. Like in a past life, if you believe in reincarnation and past lives, that we knew each other. So like when I meet, like us speaking, I feel like I know you more than it just being, okay, we've done some interviews. I feel like I actually genuinely know you. And I don't, that's what DNA is, cellular, deep connection.
I absolutely love that, Anne. And truthfully, I feel the same way. And I'm very much like that with people, you know? I have this radar that just kind of goes towards a pureness of someone. And when I find that, I gravitate towards that person, especially when they ooze positivity.
Totally. No, we speak alike. And that's why it feels like it's even the language that we speak. It's like the same. We gravitate towards the same things. I haven't yet got a tattoo, so I'm a little bit behind the eight ball. So maybe it was like the Gemini thing, sort of like to the twins. Like one sort of was like, no, I'm not. And the other one's like, no, I'm going all out. And it's like, we're connecting again. The twos, it's the twos again, right?
Look, I'm in a load of pain, but I'm just going to keep going here. I've got a bone to pick with you, right? Last time we spoke, we had the best chat ever. And without getting too personal, you sang a song to me. And afterwards, I was just like, I can't believe this moment just happened. But then a week later or 2 weeks later, boom, Craig David, your book is out. And like management were like, but Danny, why didn't you get that in the interview? So look, they've come down hard on me and they've said, Danny, we need an exclusive. So even if it's like, Danny, look, I'm buying a pair of sneakers tomorrow. I just need something that no one else knows.
Okay. Let me see. Okay. Book wise. Something that's got some juice. I'd say that it's funny because you said about things that didn't necessarily make the book that would give you a little vibe, but oh man, there's so much juice. It's not actually, it's not one of those sort of like, it's funny. It's not one of those books that's like a memoir that's very like, tell all kind of thing. It's definitely more along positive energy, life lessons, things that I experienced that hopefully people could relate to. And and maybe they might say, oh, I've went through a similar thing like that in their own way. Yeah. And it's not all necessarily positive. I think sometimes we kind of, we forget that there's two ends of the spectrum, negative and positive, black and white, up, down, left, right. They're all polar opposites, but without the other, you can't really, you can't work. You can't just be positive through everything, right? You're feeling some pain right now. But yeah. You're framing it positively, but you actually are feeling pain, right? Let's not get it twisted. So sometimes you go, honor, I am feeling pain, but it just means I'm still going to be smiling and talking to Craig on the interview. So it's like a vibe, right? So sorry to answer your question. On the book, some of the musical elements from back in the day. So, for example, when I walked into the studio and Mark Hill was playing a guitar riff. He was playing like, so I was saying, and he was doing a remix. He was creating a remix for someone. And I went in and the first thing I said to him, I said, Mark, firstly, how are you doing? Cool. What is that? What is that? And he's like, oh no, I'm just doing a little guitar riff for some, it was like a, I don't know who, some remix for some boy band thing. I was like, bro, I don't care about no boy band. I don't care about no remix. Take that guitar off of whatever the hell you were about to do. That I need to write to that song. That song then became, I was checking this girl on this door when her parents went out. Your phone say, hey boy, come right around.
That's how that song came about.
Yeah, he was literally, it was about to go to someone else. And I was, every part of my DNA, pun intended, was to say, that's not going anywhere without a CD melody over that. And then look, it came up, became my first number one. It was like, so that was, I don't even know if that's even in the book. So you probably got the exclusive on that. I don't think I said that to anybody, to be honest.
Jeepers, I'm blown away by that, eh? I really am. Wow.
You are you are the only person that knows that story outside of me, Mark Hill, who was there on the day. So you said about exclusive. I actually don't even know if I necessarily mentioned that even in the book. It's just, it came to mind. I thought, yeah, fill me in. I never really said how that came about. It was like, it was about to go to someone else, that guitar riff. So they're bad and my bonus.
Well, you know what? I'm extremely honored that I'm the first to know that. Now, look, talking of telling people things, when something good happens in your life and it's not on social media or it's not on stage, you get a phone call and something amazing happens. Who's the first person in your life that you would call to tell them that news?
Oh, wow. I mean, my mom gets early doors on literally everything that goes on. So she's just like number one supporter. I tell her anything that I know that's going to excite her. Like as soon as I had my first number one, would fill me in. The first phone call I made was to my mom. I'm like, mom. Like you'll never believe. And, you know, the tears start going and the whole thing. I get emotional. It'd be mum. It'd be mum every time.
So it's
Women's Day here in South Africa today. And I know
your
mum
is a powerhouse of a woman. We've spoken about her in the past two interviews.
So if there's a message that you want to send out to women around the world, what would that be?
Do you know what? It's to say that we love you. We respect you. We're in awe of your courage and your strength and your power. And that it's to celebrate you because we're in a time where things are changing. We're falling out of that patriarchal system. It's becoming matriarchal. It's about the mother, about the women being empowered to go and do their thing and not having to shout so loud like they've had to over the years to actually just be heard. Because being intuitive and empathic is all very feminine energy. And the action orientated thing that guys have is that we've seen where we've got things. So now it's over to you to just really lead us. And I'm just really in awe of mothers, women, and what you show us. It's we're in a beautiful change and I'm really glad for it. So
you couldn't have said that better, because very often when you talk about women and powerful women, you expect them to say, oh, I'm the CEO of this, this, this. But truth of the matter is just a mom. Even if you get a single mom, just doing the daily chores of a mom, getting up in the morning, making your kid lunch, taking them to school, doing a day's work, coming back, doing whatever you need to do around the house, doing dinner for the family. They just go above and beyond. And it's just a massive shout out to the ladies out there, right?
100%. And it's just, that's why we can only, as men, to be in awe and just to say thank you and just how much we appreciate. I guess that I've experienced in my life, the things that my mother did for me growing up, that only when you grow up and you're a little older, you can appreciate the time and the patience she must have had and the worry that she must have had every time you want to go out and stay a little bit later than the time that you're supposed to be home. And that worry, or in my mum's case, she'd come and pick me up at 1-2 o'clock in the morning from where I was DJing. Yeah. Because yeah. She just wanted to make sure I'd come home safely, but yet she still had work at 6-7 o'clock in the morning. I mean, think of that, the unconditional love that a mother has. So anyway, to every mother, to every woman out there, just knowing that you're loved, you're seen, and it's your time to shine and you be celebrated.
You know, the care you have for people, just, it blows me away. And I'll tell you one example. You were on stage, I'm not sure where you were, but you just stopped the concert and you said, you know what, guys, it is so hot out there. I just want you to keep hydrated. And if you see anyone else who's battling, give them a drink. Let's do this together. And there's not many artists that actually care the way you do.
Man, listen, I mean, I appreciate you. You know that. Is at the end of the day, when I'm, there's this thing where there's sort of smoke and mirrors sometimes where you can easily get into a mode of thinking that, I know that you're performing and it's like, there's not other human beings out there. There's human beings who are in that crowd. Like, we're all the same here. And that day in particular, it was just so hot. And yes, and they're moving and they're dancing, but it's just like, come on, let's check in for each other, because that's what we do when we connect, when we care for each other, and when we can all have a great time. So if you see someone having a bit of a, they're looking a bit like they're getting a bit dehydrated, a bit like fainted, they're about to faint, let them know, try and get a drink to them. But it should be just across the board. That's just being of service, you know. I really love human beings. You know, I feel like all of this, what we've created, like, is like through the music, we've connected and we've got a bond and as friends. So I appreciate you, Danny, in that respect. And that's how I see life from now. Music is cool, but if you're not connecting with people and human beings and what we're doing, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So now you've got your album coming out. You've got your book coming out. You've got TS5 parties happening absolutely everywhere. When is downtime for Craig David? When can you just go, you know what? I need to relax. I need to look after my body, my soul, and chill.
I can see people, as you said that, they're like, it must be on a Sunday, right? I can see, as you said it, they're like, well, of course, it has to be Sunday. That's his day. He has to. And you know what? Funny enough, I try and honor that day as much as I possibly can, because it's a nice one, Sunday. It does kind of fall into a good place for me. So, yeah. But you know what? I really found that I try to balance my life in a really good way and not burn the candle at both ends. So when I finish a show, as much as I might be missing out on the party or the thing that's going on, I've had my party on stage for however long I've been on stage, the crowd and the energy and the connection, that when I go home, that I'm okay to, like, let me decompress what I just did then. Let me get some good food, get a good night's sleep. And then I get to do that again. I get to go on stage and perform. I get to travel. That's my turn up. But it's when you try and burn the candle at both ends, it burns you up after a while, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, I tried to find a good balance.
I'm exactly the same. Hey, I'll be exhausted, but then the next minute I have a shower, I show up at work. The minute I turn this microphone on, I'm just in my happy place, man. I just love this radio gig. So look, I know you've got a load of interviews to do today, so I'm going to quickly show you the tattoo to see how it's going. And then from there, hopefully we can introduce your song. Is that okay?
Listen, that's absolutely cool. And take your time with it, with the thing. You know what I mean? Now you've got the sketching thing. Now Louise feels like, okay, let me get in now. Now I can go. Okay.
I'm going to hand you over to Jackie. Jackie's our music manager at East Coast Radio, and he's going to show you the tattoo.
How's it, Craig?
Jackie, how are you, man? You well?
Doing well, thanks. Yourself?
Yeah, very well. Thank you, brother. Oh my gosh, you are going in, my man. Oh, man. I love it. You know what I love is because you've gone with the font. You've gone with the typeface of the actual 2 from the 22 album.
That's exactly where I got it.
Oh, you did it. Listen, that's going to be a vibe. I know you can't see it fully from your angle, Danny, but it's, yeah. That leg is going to serve you well. You're going to be strong in the car. Strong foundation. Trust me. Oh, my man.
And I've got a jack at the bottom of the 2. So it's your font of the 2, for obviously for your album. And the jack is, so I'm always plugged in.
Jeez. You know, there's Jackie management. Yeah, he's going to be smiling behind there. He's thinking, you know what? Yeah. Maybe he's actually put me in the mix too. Maybe I feel he might have.
Craig, I put a thing on my Instagram the other day. And I said, if there's one question you want to ask Craig David, what is it? And I was inundated with the exact same question. And it's one that I asked you in our very first interview. When are you coming to Durban, South Africa?
Listen, I will be there in a heart. I will come tomorrow. If we can put this together, like everyone who's tuned in, I know you, it seems like I'm saying the same thing. I will be there in a heartbeat. So stay tuned. This year, we've already started to look at flights to get out there so we can actually really work, go come around. We're going to hang. It's going to be vibes. I'll come into the station and feel the real energy. And just, I can't wait to come back. It's been far too long. So I'm on it. It really is. It's not like, you said it. Keep saying it for the last 10 years.
Yeah.
No, I'm ready.
We can't wait. I've got so many things set up, eh? Obviously the radio, a bit of soccer, maybe your first tattoo, and of course the massive concert. Come on.
Oh, listen, all of the above. You might have to pull me a bit hardcore on the tattoo, but listen, never say never. My twin over there, we never know what could go down.
And then Jack's got to get one as well, because Jack secretly knows the Jack's in there for him. He knows it.
That's what I'm saying. Okay, I'll do the one. If Jack gets one, then I'll do one. One of those ones. And knowing how Jack is, we could be in for a while. Oh, but you know what though, brother? I've got to say, absolute kudos to you for doing the interview while you're having a tattoo, for just being the guy that you are, for showing up, for always celebrating and trying to uplift everybody that you interview, including myself. I'm just really grateful that we got to connect like this. And we talk on music at the same time. It's a beautiful thing. So I appreciate you, brother.
Look, I appreciate you massively. Thanks so much for being on the show. Finally, please, will you introduce your brand new song, DNA, onto the East Coast Radio Top 40?
Absolutely. This is the brand new single with Galantis on the East Coast Top 40 with one and only Danny Gazzelli. This is DNA. Enjoy. It's your boy, Craig David. Peace.